أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember very well, we are talking about the functions and uses of truthfulness. Thus far, I have talked about a number of the functions of this moral quality. This session will be devoted to another function of truthfulness. That is, it is a sign of spiritual and psychological health. If a person is truthful, this shows that he is psychologically well. He does not suffer from any psychological problem. If you pay a look at the people who live around you, you will find out that there are many people who are not sincere. They are what we call hypocrites. They are double-faced. They are not as they show. Their outward appearance, their outward action is different from their inward thoughts. Their outer world is different from their inner world. And there is a gap between the two worlds. The gap is not bridgeable. It is an unbridgeable gap. When they are alone, they are actually showing one form of personality. And when they are with people, they show another dimension of their personality or another form of their personality. Actually, they have two personalities. One personality is the private personality and the other is the public personality. And these two personalities are quite different from each other. Psychologically speaking and Islamically speaking, it is an illness. It is a psychological problem if you are faced with such kind of thing. Islam tells us to have a united personality. Our private personality must be the same as the public personality. The personality which we have in private must not be different from the personality which we have in public. All should be the same. They should not differ from each other. And if there is a gap, it is a problem. Islam advises us to diagnose this problem and to make attempts to eradicate this problem. And it is considered as a moral vice if one has double personality or if one is double-faced. It is very bad. If a friend of yours comes to you and invites you to a party, if you are not free and if you are preoccupied, having no time to attend his party, be straightforward. Tell him that I cannot come to your party. Don't say that I will come and then you don't go. Or for example, you, while talking to people, you show as if you like truth, as if you like truthfulness. But in the heart of your heart, you don't like truthfulness. It is bad. If you don't like truthfulness, then be open. And don't say that you like truthfulness. Of course, it is difficult to be able to say what we are and to say what we feel, because we are afraid of people, we are afraid of the social pressure, we are afraid of the social norms. But we should try to resist all these pressures and we should try to be our own self. Look at this verse. What does the Holy Quran say about this moral quality? And there is a verse in the Holy Quran that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, O believers, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say what you don't practice? Say what you practice. Preach what you practice. And don't preach what you don't practice. Don't ask others to do what you do not accept yourself. Always be the first to do something. And then after doing it, try to ask others to do the same. This is the motto of Islam. And this is the morality Islam propagates. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is very hated before God to say what you do not practice. It is very bad to say what you do not accept in the heart of your heart. So we should try, according to Islamic documents, to unite our inner world with the outer world. We should try to reach a united personality, and by doing this, we can have a personality that is desirable. Let's have now a look at the cause of the revelation of this verse. You see, the interpreters of the Holy Quran talk about different things while interpreting a verse or while commenting on a verse. One of the things which they talk about is the cause of the revelation of a verse. Why did this or that verse was sent down? Why did Allah send this or that verse? Why was this or that verse revealed? The commentators of the Holy Quran talk about this issue in their commentaries. As far as this verse is concerned, the commentators have talked about the cause of its revelation. They say that this revelation was made and this verse was revealed because of certain things. And there are actually two opinions in this regard. Some say it was revealed on the Battle of Uhud. Some say it was related to the Battle of Uhud. At the Battle of Uhud, some people fled, they escaped. Before the battle began, they were very desirous to fight, and they were promising each other that they would fight so bravely and so boldly. But when the war began, some of the warriors and some of the Muslim soldiers fled the scene. And when they fled, this verse was revealed. Why do you say what you don't practice? You say that bravery is good. You say that it is good to fight for the sake of Allah. You were encouraging others to join the battle. But now when it came to practice, you did not prove that you believed in what you said, because you did not continue the battle, you fled. So this verse was revealed about those who fled at the battle of Uhud. But Tabatabai, an important commentator of the Holy Quran, says that we should distinguish between two things. Sometimes we say something and then it happens that we don't practice it. And we cannot practice it. Tabatabai says it is not bad. You say something, but you don't practice it. Maybe because of certain difficulty, because of certain problem, you have not been able to practice it. And if you had the chance, if you had the possibility, you would have acted on the teaching which you have preached. But sometimes you say something and you don't will to practice it. You don't intend to practice it. Allama Tabatabai, may his soul rest in heaven, says that it is bad. Because from the beginning, you have intended not to do it. You ask others to do it, but you yourself have intended not to do it. So it is a sign of hypocrisy, and it is a sign of double-facedness, and one should not do such kind of things. It is bad. But as far as the first thing is concerned, it is not bad. It just shows the weakness of your will. It is a sign of the weakness of your intention. That's all. So Allama Tabatabai has made a distinction between these two things. And his distinction is very scholarly and very important, of course. Yes. And there is another verse in the Holy Quran that is also about this moral quality. The verse says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ. It seems as if Allah the Almighty reproaches certain individuals. He rebukes certain individuals because of saying what they do not practice, and because of inviting others to what they do not accept in the heart of their hearts. Allah says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you order or do you ask others to do good while you yourself forget to practice it? You ask others to do good. You ask others to give charity. But when it comes to you, you don't give charity. You ask others to offer prayer. But as far as you yourself is concerned, you don't do such kind of things. As far as you are concerned, you don't do such kind of things. You ask others to go on Hajj pilgrimage, but you are a rich person. You have a facilitated life. You have money to spend. You have luxurious car. You have costly building. Everything is in your possession, but you don't go on Hajj pilgrimage. So it is bad. If going on Hajj pilgrimage is good, then why don't you do it? You ask others to join Muslim soldiers, to join Muslim army and to fight for the sake of Allah. And when it comes to you, you don't go to the battlefield and you don't fight in the way of Allah. If it is good to fight for the sake of Allah, then be the first to do it. When you do certain things, you will be a model for others. You will be an example for others. By doing a thing, you can set an example for others. Others may look at you, and others may take lessons from what you do. So whatever we do, it will be an example for others. It will be a model for others. So we must try to preach our doctrines. We must try to preach Islamic doctrines through our actions, through our good deeds. If we Muslims are good in our behaving with others, in our dealing with others, then of course others will like us. Others will be influenced by our actions, by our behavior. And by, they will start following us. They will start embracing Islam. But of course, if our actions are bad, if our behavior is poor, if our dealing with other is not standard, then of course, we will be a bad preacher for Islam. And we will not preach Islam. We will encourage others to leave Islam. We will tell others by this kind of actions to shun Islam. I think our scholars in the past, especially the Sufis in the mystics, they were setting good examples. Look at Maulana from Balkh, the present Afghanistan. He is a Sufi. He is a mystical poet. He represents Islamic teachings in his poetries. In the teachings of Islam, which he illustrates, is what is like nowadays. There are people around the world who are loving this poet and who are in favor of this poet. An example of good preaching. But of course, there are bad examples, negative examples. Look at, for example, at the example of the Muslim extremists. They commit suicides. They launch, for example, sex jihad, and they do many other things. Do they preach Islam like this kind of things? Do they propagate Islam by this kind of things, by this kind of functions? I'm sure they are not preaching Islam. What they do, they are harming Islam. They don't know they are harming Islam. And they are destroying the image of Islam. Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of kindness. Islam is the religion of love. But how do they portray Islam? How do they picturize Islam? The image which they give from Islam is a very bad image. According to their image, Islam is a very oppressive religion. Islam is not a just religion. Islam does not pay respect to others. Islam does not believe in the dignity of human beings. Islam does not believe in the dignity of its neighbors. It is very bad. The image which they give of Islam is a very bad and a very cruel image. So by doing this, they are not disseminating the teachings of Islam. They are actually destroying the image of Islam. They are distorting the image of Islam. They are harming Islam in one way or the other. So, if you preach goodness, if you preach good qualities, first of all, act on your words. Yourself. You yourself first act on your words. After acting on your words, then ask others to act on the same things. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ was the first verse. In this verse is also related to the same thing. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you preach others? Do you ask others to do good things? And you forget to do it yourself? وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ and you recite the scripture, the holy book. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ don't you think? Don't you consider it? The commentators of the Holy Quran are of the view that this verse was revealed about the Israelite or Israeli scholars. The Israeli scholars were saying before the advent of Islam about the Holy Prophet, about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They were saying that after some time, there will be coming a prophet named Muhammad, peace be upon him. But when Muhammad came, when he was sent by God, and when he was appointed as a prophet by God, then the scholars of Israelis did not accept him as a prophet. They did not begin to follow him, and they did not embrace the religion of Islam. When this happened, Allah rebuked these scholars. Allah said that, yes, you were saying something, but now the time for action has come, you are not coming to do what you have preached. And this is what Tabarsi, one of the commentators of the Holy Quran, says about this verse. This is Imam Sadiq, who also says and who also advises us to be actually a person of practice. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, "Kunu du'atan nas bi amalikum." Preach Islam or preach the religion of Islam through your actions, through your good deeds. The good deeds which you do is the best form of preaching Islam. وَلَا تَكُنُوا دُعَاتًا بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ Don't be the preacher of Islam through your tongues. Don't preach Islam through your tongues alone. Tongue is good. Language is good. But you should not suffice to verbal preaching. Try to correct your practice and try to act on the teachings of Islam. And once you have acted on the teachings of Islam, then you should start inviting others to the teaching of Islam. Thank you very much.